For a lot of millennials, with the interest rates being well over 7% and the elevated home prices and values at record highs, it feels very hard and very difficult to purchase a home, especially if this is your first home. But to combat that, a solution that I have for you is looking at condos or townhomes. A lot of times when people are, when I'm working with first-time home buyers and millennials, and they're going out and looking at homes, their first idea is looking at a single family home. They've been in an apartment or renting for many years, so they just want something that's their own in their own space. So they tend to go to single family homes. One of the things about single family homes, though, is those prices tend to be higher than an equivalently sized townhome or condo. So what I want to do is kind of break down condos and townhomes. So what I want to do is break down condos and townhomes, and to give you a perspective and why this could be a good option for you. One of the first reasons is price. If you have a modest purchase price, condo or townhome is a good option, especially a townhome, because you can get a lot of space for the price. I purchased a townhome at the beginning of 2023, and my budget was $200,000. There were homes, single family homes available at that price point, but I was able to get a lot more value and bang for my buck looking at a townhome in that price. Getting a 3-bedroom, 2.5 bath with a garage townhome was even something with a garage was very slim pickings with a single family home. So the first thing is just your price of entry is going to be a lot easier to get into. Another thing too with condos and townhomes, a lot of times these places do offer some kind of amenity. So a lot of condo buildings, just like your apartment building, might have pools, a fitness center, just different things like that. Obviously, it will come with an association fee, and that's a monthly or quarterly fee that you pay to the association on top of your mortgage. But you are going to get some amenities for that. And depending on where you're looking, if you're downtown or uptown, you might get some really good beneficial amenities for that. Another thing too is for some people, just a little more sense of security. If you're in a row townhome, you've got a neighbor immediately to the left or right of you, so you don't really have access into your home or break-ins all around you with windows around you. If you're in a condo building, obviously the access to the building, you might need a keypad or a lock or something that only the owners can have or the residents can have to access the buildings. Condos and townhomes are good options for security. Another thing too is we are getting more options. So like I told you, when I was looking for my first home, at my price point, I was getting a lot more options with the townhome than I was with the single family home. So looking at these things, if you're going out there and you're seeing like, man, price points for single family homes are just too high, I would consider looking at a condo or townhome. And just start to build that equity, okay? And not waiting around for another home to come. The thing with real estate, and let me speak more broadly too. The thing with real estate and the key with real estate is to start building equity, getting into your first home and letting that equity build. When you're purchasing, say, a condo or townhome, another reason why this might be a good first home option is maybe in 2 or 3 years you want to move on to your next one. You can easily put a renter in there. Maybe you want to do some short-term rentals like Airbnb if your association allows it. Those are some really good options to do that. The home that I purchased, the townhome I purchased, had a renter in there. And so I knew there was a good market for rentals here. So let me live in it for a couple of years, a few years. And then when I'm ready to move on to purchase my next home, I know I can easily put another renter in there. One thing a lot of people might not even know is what is the difference between a condo and a townhome? Well, generally speaking, they both will have associations. Whether there is a monthly fee or not, that just depends on what amenities or what things the association providing. You know, are they providing landscaping? You know, say if you're in a townhome, they'll do the landscaping for you. Is there a community pool? Things like that. They both will have some kind of association. But when it comes to the more specifics, the difference between a condo and townhome is basically the things that you are responsible for yourself. With a condo, because most of the time you are in a building, and with other units, generally the association would be responsible for the exterior. So the roof of the building or the buildings, the association would be responsible for the exterior structure. The associations would be responsible for you as the owner. You generally would be responsible for what we say in the industry, the walls in. Okay, so the walls within your unit and everything within your unit, you would generally be responsible for. For a townhome, on the other hand, you as the owner would actually be responsible for a little bit more. So a lot of times in townhomes, you as the owner would be responsible for the exterior structure, or say the roof. So if your unit needs a new roof, you would have to pay for that roof to be completed. If your unit needs maybe some siding or something like that, you know, you would be responsible for that. Your plumbing, so things that are within your walls, in between the walls, in between the units, you would be responsible for that a lot of times. So those are rules of thumbs, if you will, that I would kind of like to talk to my clients about. Now, as you can imagine, a lot of times, because you and a owning a townhome, because you're responsible for more things, your association fee probably will be a little cheaper than, say, in a condo. Okay, I've seen association fees for condos to be as low as 200, 300 a month, upwards of five, six, $900, depending on how many units, all of the amenities and everything that might be included in your condo building. So in closing, yes, understanding that choosing a home right now can be very expensive, for anybody, no matter if you're a millennial or not. But as a millennial, as maybe a first-time home buyer, looking into condos and townhomes as a good entryway into owning real estate and beginning to develop the equity so that you can continue to grow your real estate portfolio, or just having a home for you and your family, those are great options, and that is something that you should look into if you haven't.